been some time since she laid down the law, but daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the workday's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told mama, I love you so. Early this morning, mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Here at Nashville Super Speedway in Music City, USA,
Chastain loses the handle. He slides up almost to Lex Reddick.
Ross Chastain doing a great job.
Tonight on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Cracker Barrel 400 from Nashville Super Speedway. Now, here are Mark Garrow and Brad Gilley.
It is a beautiful day in Middle Tennessee. Music City is where NASCAR is this weekend. Nashville Super Speedway in Lebanon, Tennessee. We have 39 drivers set to take the green flag for tonight's Cracker Barrel 400. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow. So many storylines coming into this race, the weather being one of the perfect ones, Mark, and we'll see what happens here over the course of 300 laps.
It has been gorgeous all 3 days here at Nashville Super Speedway. A bit of a date change, and everything has certainly come up roses in that particular category. And of course, a year ago, a history maker in the Cracker Barrel 400, Joey Logano, survives 5 overtimes, 31 additional laps, both NASCAR records.
They say the Sunoco fuel window is 80 laps here at Nashville. Last year, 110 laps is what Joey Logano went, many of which were under caution with 5 overtime restarts, but he stretched it and stretched it into victory lane.
Like the old Maxwell House commercial, good to the last drop.
Very well said. We have so many different things we're going to be following, storylines, driver interviews, and much more as we get set for the green flag of the Cracker Barrel 400.
The Cracker Barrel 400 from Nashville Super Speedway is presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive Insurance. It's easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com. State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Brought to you by Napa. Napa has the parts that turn check engine light problems into solutions. Get yours today. By Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive. Brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage, the only brand as driven as the hard-working professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Brought to you by Beefaroo, famously delicious burgers, fries, and shakes. Rev up your appetite. Fuel up with Beefaroo. eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Presented by Endurance Auto Warranty. Protect your wallet from surprise car repairs with Endurance. And by Cracker Barrel. Campfire meals are back and starting at just $10.99. Come get your summer on at Cracker Barrel.
Hey, this is Michael Walter for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half the inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000, and car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 100,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure everyone drives away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
And now a word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive makes bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway for the Cracker Barrel 400 NASCAR Cup Series race. The race, Mark, that kicks off the second half of the regular season. 13 races down, 13 races to go until we get into NASCAR's postseason. Last week at Charlotte Motor Speedway, we saw a milestone start for Jimmy Johnson, 700th of his career. That didn't quite go so well. But we have more milestones coming up here tonight.
Absolutely. 1 week after Jimmy Johnson made his 700th start, Denny Hamlin is going to join the 700 club, becoming the 22nd driver to do that. And at 56 victories, the most of any driver without a championship right now for Denny Hamlin. And one other little bit of note there, nobody who has made their 700th start has ever won that particular race. Of course, Denny wants to change that today. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., though, making his 450th Cup start this weekend. He can become the fourth driver to win his 450th start. How about this for a lineup? Dale Jr. won in his 450th start, Michigan 2012. Jimmy Johnson, Michigan 2014. Kyle Busch in 2017 at Bristol. They all won their 450th start.
That team, no doubt, overperforming. He is above the cut line right now. He will start 13th here tonight. Although if they drive into victory lane, I think the bigger story for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won't be number 450. It's going to be that Hayek Motorsports, the only truly independent single car team, makes the playoffs. But we got 400 miles to determine that one.
The little engine that could will be the story all over that. In this race at Nashville, we've had, this is our fifth cup race, four different winners in the event. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain, Joey Logano. Four different drivers have been the runner-up: Ross Chastain, Kurt Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Zane Smith. And in the last nine night races, we've had nine different winners. Everybody's trying to spread the wealth, I guess.
That's a big number. Hey, look, if you're one of the drivers that has been to victory lane here, from Kyle Larson to Chase Elliott to Ross Chastain to last year Joey Logano, you don't want to spread any more wealth. You're going to want to keep that for yourself. And among those, Chastain could go back-to-back after that crown jewel win in the Coca-Cola 600 last week.
And adding to what Chastain did, seven of the 13 races in 2025 were won by drivers leading 10 laps or less, including four of the last six, and that includes Ross Chastain in the Coca-Cola 600.
Pretty incredible. Night race here as well at Nashville Super Speedway, and that is a big, big deal. The lights are going to come on. About half this race is probably going to be run completely under this nice Musco lighting system they have at Nashville, and that always breeds a lot more action.
It sure does. And again, taking a snapshot of the points, again, as you mentioned, 13 down, 13 to go in the regular season. Good battle at the top. Kyle Larson, William Byron keep kind of swapping it back and forth. Byron, after a nearly perfect performance at Charlotte, has moved back into the lead by 29 points. Christopher Bell minus 74, Chase Elliott minus 84, kind of still in the hunt there, but it looks like it's a two-man battle at this point for the regular season championship.
I would agree with you. Two-man battle between two drivers at the same race team, two drivers who have been wildly consistent in different ways this year. You know, Larson is definitely an on-the-gas-all-the-time kind of guy. William Byron is as well, except William Byron also really does make a lot of good decisions on the racetrack and has a knack for winning some of those crown jewels like he's done in back-to-back Daytona 500s.
And has a knack for, just as you're talking about, making good decisions, running top 10, and just keep stacking up the points, which is why he's currently on top. Down at the bottom on the bubble, Ryan Preece, 6 points ahead of Chris Buescher. Just 10 points above the bubble is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And then minus 13, A.J. Allmendinger, minus 14, Kyle Busch. Also within 32 points or less of the cut line, Michael McDowell, John Hunter Nemechek, Carson Hocevar, Todd Gilliland put him in that group as well. So pretty tight down there in that final spot for the points at this point. That all changes, of course, if we get another winner.
And what a tough challenge now over 13 races, realizing that you can move up or down up to 8 spots. We saw that last weekend. Right now, as tight as those point standings are, you have to protect your position while at the same time try to grab every brass ring that you can along the way and move up a spot, move up a spot, move up a spot, because we don't know exactly where that cut line will be. Right now, it sits with Ryan Preece sitting 14th in the standings because two drivers behind him have won in Austin Cindric and Josh Berry. Maybe the cut line is up to 10th or 9th by the time we get to the playoffs.
Again, what you think is a good position can be flip-flop in a heartbeat by a new winner. You can think you're above the cut line, and all of a sudden somebody comes out of nowhere, wins a race, and now you're underwater and you're out of the playoffs.
Those are some of the storylines we're watching from up here in the booth. When we come back to Nashville Super Speedway, we're going to check in with our three pit reporters and find out what they're going to be covering on pit road as we get set for the Cracker Barrel 400.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Listen in on uncensored audio from every team in the race. See them in the vendor area to purchase yours today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more, for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We're back at Nashville Super Speedway for their fifth ever NASCAR Cup Series race, the Cracker Barrel 400. We'll have three reporters patrolling pit road, Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and the person we're about to go to right now, Heather DeBow.
Well, thank you, Mark. The energy is sure picking up down here. All these fans are really excited for the race today. I think it's going to be a good one. But one thing that we've been keeping our eye on throughout the entire weekend that's been a challenge is the bump in turn four. Now, anytime we're at a racetrack that has super unique characteristics, these teams have to manage that. We saw a couple cars go around in practice yesterday. We saw Josh Berry spin. We also saw Kyle Busch spin in practice. Now, I talked to Kyle Busch earlier about what exactly caused that and if it was, in fact, the bump. And he said he was actually having a problem prior to even getting to the bump. He said because these cars are so low, he was already on the bump stops on the right rear. So he already was loose and was starting to lose that race car. And then when he hit that bump, it just finished him off. But the bump, he said, is really violent. He said IndyCar actually asked to have that bump grinded down. So when you look at it here at the track, it looks like a nice little patch. Well, he said he thought it actually made it worse for them. So drivers and teams today are going to have to manage their setup, manage their race lines, and get through that bump in order to avoid chaos coming off of turn four. Alan Cavana.
Well, in my section of pit road tonight, I have Tyler Reddick. And we learned this morning that congratulations are in order for Reddick and his family. His wife, Alexa, gave birth to their second child, rookie George Reddick. But the most surprising part of the announcement is when the baby was born. Rookie made his debut 1 week ago at 2:50 a.m. the morning of the Coke 600, NASCAR's longest race. That early morning clearly had no effect on Tyler's performance last week. And this week, his crew chief, Billy Scott, says they are really happy with their car. They're rolling off fourth tonight. They've got a great pit stall as Reddick looks to greet baby rookie with that guitar trophy. Wendy?
On my section of pit road, it will be pit out where they exit pit road. William Byron will be positioned there. He's our points leader. He had a strong car last week for the Coca-Cola 600, was not able to capitalize on that finish. Looking to do that here at Nashville today. His best Nashville finish is third. It happened in 2021. But if you look at the average finish for 2025, William Byron leads that stat with an average finish of 9.5. Tonight in the race, it's going to be keeping up with the changes of the track and the car as it continues to change from day to night. The sun is out right now. It will start to dip below those cars, behind those clouds, And as soon as they can keep up with those adjustments, that's going to be the clear defining moment for a lot of these teams. William Byron in pit stall number 11 has a clear spot as he exits pit road, guys.
Two of the names that just came up, Tyler Reddick, William Byron, those two drivers have missed only four of the 3,731 laps that have been run in the first 13 races. Who leads that category? Chase Elliott has missed only one. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has missed only three.
And that would be the reason why those drivers, among the performance as well, are so high on top of the point standings right now, at least above the cut line and ready to make a good run to the playoffs as well here in the NASCAR Cup Series. We'll see how that changes, if at all, here tonight.
Heather DeBow talking about the bump over there in turns three and four. Some of the drivers that have gone out there to physically look at it, put their hands on it, they said it feels smooth. That it, they visually, it looks smooth, but it's a heck of a bump.
Yeah, and Heather brought up IndyCar. They run their season finale here at Nashville Super Speedway with the Music City Grand Prix. So, you know, this track gets a lot of use throughout the year, and that is an event that I would highly recommend you grabbing some tickets for and coming out here to Nashville to watch IndyCar on this track.
No telling how fast these guys, those IndyCars, or what it will look like. They'll get around here super fast, but what that will feel like and look like. I might have to get me some of that.
I like that.
I'd love to come out and see the Indy cars here at Nashville Super Speedway.
I'm on board. We'll come back. We've got more storylines from the weekend coming up here from Nashville Super Speedway.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
NAPA know-how!
Chase Elliott moves up the racetrack. He blocks Chastain. He takes the white flag as the leader and heads back to turn number one.
This is Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy for Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
In Las Vegas, pedal to the metal is all we know, on or off the racetrack. Whether you're there for NASCAR, live music, incredible restaurants, or world-class entertainment, Vegas is the town that never slows down. With so many ways to play and so much to explore, Las Vegas encourages you to go all out. Head to visit LasVegas.com for more. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow. We've already seen a lot of great storylines on this triple header race weekend. Mark, Friday night, Rajah Caruth was able to beat the man who's been dominating the truck series, Corey Heim. For Caruth, his second career victory after getting his debut win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway last year and his first win of 2025. He came from behind the cut line coming into the race on Friday night to now be a playoffs contender. Great deal for Rajah Caruth and that Spire Motorsports team.
A big win in so many ways. Of course, you win, you make the playoff. That's a big deal. And it's been Heim time just about all season long. And as I said in the close of the race, it's about time somebody beat Corey Heim. And Rajah Caruth really stepped up to the plate. I think we saw a maturing of a race driver in that race. He had the lead. Heim maybe had the truck that was a little bit faster, but Rajah never made a mistake. And when Heim got one good run late in the race, again, Rajah carried him up to the racetrack, all the way up the racetrack to the wall, and said, make your choice. You know, I'm winning the race. You're going to crash or you're going to finish second. And again, I think that was a great drive all the way around. And Corey gave it to him after the race. I mean, he didn't complain about it at all. Basically, I thought he said, if I was in the same shoes, I'd have done the same thing. So Rajah drove a near-perfect race at the end, deserved the win.
Last night, we saw a young rookie driver win the pole for the Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity race. That was William Sawalich. He went out and led a lot of the early laps of the race up until he started falling back. He ended up getting into a wreck. Justin Allgaier, the man in victory lane. And I think, Mark, one of the things we learned from last night's race, watch out for the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. It can come up and bite you.
It sure can. A late restart. Sheldon Creed leading the field into that zone. A little bit of slow. Might have jumped on the gas, backed off a little bit. NASCAR not very happy about it. But that accordion effect in mid-pack wound up crashing a bunch of cars. It certainly also cost Sheldon after that a chance to hold on to the lead. And then I thought Allgaier brilliant. He restarted in the last green flag run third. three wide to turn one. He ducked underneath Brandon Jones and took the lead, jumping from third to first. Never gave it back away. Connor Zilich kept him honest, stayed with him, sort of like a replay of the truck race with Corey Heim chasing Rajah Karuthan again. In this case, Justin Allgaier, the wily veteran, he never made the mistake that Connor needed.
Did a great job. Yesterday in the Cup Series garage, things got very interesting. The cars made it all through inspection. They rolled out onto the grid to go out for their practice and qualifying session. NASCAR then pulled one of them back. That was the number 16 of A.J. Allmendinger. And these are NASCAR's words. After passing practice and qualifying inspections, during practice adjustments, the team made an unapproved adjustment to the splitter of A.J. Allmendinger's car. Prior to practice, the car was returned to the Cup garage. They re-ran it across the underbody scanning station. The repair adjustments were made, and the car went back to inspection. But because the unapproved adjustment, it results in the following. The team was held 10 minutes at the start of practice. They only got 15 minutes worth of practice. They lost their pit stall selection for today's event. Car chief Jaron Antley had been ejected for the remainder of the weekend, and his hard card was confiscated. Additionally, A.J. Allmendinger, who qualified 17th, will start at the rear of the field. He'll have to perform a stop-and-go penalty after taking the green flag today here in Nashville.
That's a big list. You sure there's not a double-secret probation on top of that somewhere?
Well, there might be, because another colleague car yesterday, Daniel Dye, unrelated, happened to fail post-race inspection after the Xfinity Series race. I would say colleague is not on the favored nation status this weekend at Nashville.
Now, they're having a tough weekend when it comes to that. You know, it's a big deal, folks, when you're ejected from the racetrack and they take your hard card, that's a big deal.
That is really a big deal. Yeah. On the other side of penalty news, earlier this week, Chris Buescher, you mentioned him from being one spot behind the bubble. They had a 60-point penalty that was waylaid on them after the Kansas race. Well, they got half of that back. The appeals panel actually found that the two penalties NASCAR had issued, an L1 penalty, modifications to the front bumper cover and modifications to the exhaust flap, one of those they got back. The exhaust flap violation, the appeals committee said, no, we don't feel like they violated that, but yes, they did violate the bumper cover bracing or the bumper cover tape that they could put on there underneath the bumper cover. So they got 30 points back. That was a big jump back up into the point standings.
Now he's just 6 points under the bubble, and he's the next guy in line. If you put those 30 points back on Chris Buescher, he falls down to a tie for 24th, basically, with Austin Dillon. So, yeah, it's a big deal. And, again, as tight as everything can get right there at the bubble, 30 points is big. And that's why when you look at Ryan Preece, he is the last car in on points at this particular point in the point standings. He's lost a big bunch of points after Talladega, and yet he's still there kind of in that top group as far as getting in on points. Tells you how good a season he's had. He's been the lead driver at RFK. Go figure. When you got Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski, it's Ryan Preece that scored the most points.
Man, they've done a great job. Those are some of the storylines from the weekend and leading into the weekend. When we come back, we're going to hear from some of the starting lineup here at Nashville Super Speedway.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package at a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just the night race, it's Bristol, baby.
Sweepstakes fans, start your entries. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway to enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway now to drive off a winner. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
A big crowd has joined us here at Nashville Super Speedway for the Cracker Barrel 400. Coming up a little bit later on in our pre-race show, we'll have the state water heater view from the turns. We'll introduce you to Rob Albright and Pat Patterson and what they're going to be up to this afternoon and evening. Right now, let's go back down to our peer reporters, Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Heather DeBow.
And here now with Noah Gregson, who certainly looks the part here in Nashville with a nice black Stetson on your head. But today you're starting 30th, a little bit of work to do. How are you going to make your way to the front?
Yeah, I felt like we had a pretty good car yesterday, Heather. It drove well, just we didn't have the speed. So kind of banking on how good it wrapped the corner on exit. We're a little tight, but overall this place has gotten really fast over the last year. The qualifying pace is up almost a second compared to last year, so a lot of good cars in the field, a lot of good drivers. We hope to just have a clean, smooth executed day and have clean pit stops and make ground on restarts. It's gonna be tough to pass. There's a lot of good drivers, so always fun to come out here to Nashville. I love this city, I love this track, and hopefully we go put on a show for the fans.
That's Noah Gregson. He'll be looking for some speed come race time.
Thank you, Heather. That time with Noah Gregson brought to you by Beef-A-Roo. Beef-A-Roo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beef-A-Roo app and enter for a shot at winning a VIP race experience, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beef-A-Roo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beef-A-Roo. Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Busch has won here twice at Nashville Super Speedway in the Xfinity and the trucks, but can you back it up with a victory in Nashville in the Cup car? How confident do you feel starting 25th today, Kyle?
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult road, but, you know, we're used to that. It's just yesterday's spin in the practice. Didn't get a lot of practice time on it, so didn't get a lot of chance to kind of be comfortable with the car to go run a hard lap for qualifying, so didn't get everything that we needed in qualifying there. But overall, you know, made some good changes, had some good meetings with the other RCR partners and stuff to work on our zone Chevrolet to get it where we want it for today. So hopefully it's a good race. We've been fast here the last couple of years, so relying on some of that note right now.
All right, have a good day in Nashville. They're talking about Mexico City, to be honest, down here. Daniel Suarez giving some tips, guys.
That little chat with Kyle Busch, presented by the official sponsor of his number 8 Chevy, Cheddar Scratch Kitchen, known for their home-style comfort food from free honey butter croissants to homemade chicken pot pie to country fried chicken. At Cheddar's, you always get a lot for not a lot. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
Chase Elliott starts 11th tonight and won this race back in 22. How much has this track changed over the years?
I don't think the track's really changed at all. The bumps maybe in 3 and 4 have potentially gotten a little worse, but it's pretty marginal. And I think that's normally the case for concrete tracks, you know, across the schedule. But, yeah, I hope it gets racy when the sun goes down. Man, it was such a challenge yesterday to be able to get up the track and make any pace. So I hope that changes tonight. Obviously, have a great crowd. This has been an incredible atmosphere to race in. And great part of the country, you know, with a lot of energy right now. A lot of momentum to be able to host a NASCAR event. So, yeah, excited to be part of it, and hopefully we can, have a good night.
All right, Chase Elliott trying to get his second guitar, guys.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. From premium diagnostic equipment to O2 sensors for every make and model, NAPA has your business covered when it's time to crack the check engine light code. Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
Here now with our pole sitter for today's race, Chase Briscoe. Starting things off on the right foot, you get to lead the field to green. How do you feel about your race car and your ability to be able to stay up there all day?
I don't know. I thought last week I was going to be able to do that, and I didn't lead a single lap, so hopefully this week I can do a little bit better. You know, I thought my car was okay yesterday. I felt like I was a 5th to 10th place car. Like, I definitely wasn't the best car. So, yeah, you know, fortunately for us, qualifying on the pole, you know, having clean air here is definitely a big advantage. So hopefully we can kind of maintain that with our Bass Pro Shops Toyota. But, yeah, I think, you know, James and the guys definitely went to work last night and hopefully found us that little extra bit. Just a matter of seeing now if it actually works.
Good luck today.
Yeah, thank you.
So going into the Cracker Barrel 400, our Toyota top performer is Chase Briscoe. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Back down to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with Bubba Wallace. Not on the best streak right now, but to break this bad luck streak, what have you done? Tell the audience.
Well, if we could just copy and paste our whole conversation we just had before, this would be great. But I brought the stash back.
The mustache.
Yes. The Nash stash. I like that. I just made that up. Copyright it. It's just hitting the reset button and mental reset, physical reset, and just showing up and appreciating where you're at and giving it your all.
All right, big smile on Bubba's face. He just met NFL great Dez Bryant, who's down here. A lot of action down here, Wendy Venturini.
Well, we do know that A.J. Allmendinger had a little issue with penalties and was held 10 minutes at the start of practice after a failing inspection. Car chief Jaron Antley has been ejected. I'm with A.J. now. You have to start in the rear and do a rear of the field, do a stop and go also. What's your mindset going into all of this? How do you put it behind you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we thought our leaf filter gutter protection Chevy was so good, we just wanted to spot the field a lap. So that's our plan. No, it is what it is. We, at the end of the day, we got to go serve the penalty, and wherever that puts us on the racetrack, I'm fairly sure it'll probably be a lap down. You just got to make the best of it, and hopefully maybe get an early caution or get back on the lead lap at some point. The good thing, I thought yesterday in practice, our car was pretty good. It was really competitive, had some good speed. So I think if we can get ourselves back in the lead lap, we can make something out of the day. But, you know, it'll be a grind early, and we'll just keep fighting.
All right, thanks for having a good attitude about it. A.J. Allmendinger, rough start to this start of this race. Heather DeBeau.
And Denny Hamlin will be rolling off second for today's race. Big day for you, though. 700th start in the Cup Series, but you're also on baby watch. Where are your nerves? Where's your mind right now as you get ready to race, knowing that you could potentially have a baby boy any minute?
You know, just hopefully can get through the next 5 hours. I mean, that's the goal. And then if we can do that, then, you know, I think we're smooth sailing up until next weekend. So, yeah, in any minute, it's due now. So, we'll see how it goes, but obviously a big 700 to start here. Love coming to Nashville. It's a track we've really been dominant at over the last few years, and so starting up front, we should have a great opportunity. I just got to do my part. Don't make any mistakes, and you know, I don't know if anyone's won the 700th before, but I'd like to try.
That would be pretty cool, and nobody's done that before, so you could be the first. We'll have more coming your way after this break. Stick with us.
Campfire Meals are back for the summer at Cracker Barrel. Mmm, the tender, juicy season just right. Cooked in a tin-foil packet to perfection, fan favorite campfire chicken you love has returned along with a whole menu of campfire delights starting at just $10.99, like campfire beef, the new campfire shrimp skillet, and, oh, do I smell, a s'mores brownie. Campfire summer chicken meals are back, but not for long. Come get your summer on at Cracker Barrel. Price may vary by location. Check your local store for pricing and availability.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Our pre-race show for the Cracker Barrel 400 rolls on in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
And we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Oh.
are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow coming up. We'll introduce you to our turn announcers who will help us call the play-by-play, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson. And Mark, a big announcement about 10 minutes ago. For the third consecutive year and the fourth time in 5 years of cup racing at Nashville Super Speedway, tonight's Cracker Barrel 400 is a sellout crowd.
And it is a big one, no doubt about it. And what's been so cool about the whole weekend, the weather's been absolutely perfect. The race fans, they're supporting the racetrack, and Mother Nature is supporting them right now for sure.
And what a great trend we're on. Tonight, a sellout crowd at Nashville Super Speedway. Last weekend, a sellout crowd with the Coca-Cola 600. The weekend prior, a sellout crowd at North Wilkesboro Speedway for the All-Star Race. And these drivers that we're talking to now are about to race in front of a big, big crowd of people here at Nashville. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with the Melon Man himself, fresh off a World 600 win. You were just watching a video, a bunch of little kids smashing watermelons. Look at the influence you were having.
Hey, I'm a watermelon salesman at heart, Alan. That's what I thought I was going to do as a kid, and grow them and sell them. So my part now is just to promote them and drive people into the grocery stores to buy them. So great week from winning the Coca-Cola 600 last week and what that means just in life and the accomplishment for our team to go and get that. It's still, I don't think that feeling of winning that, I hope it never goes away. And it was everything I had ever dreamed of. So for our jockey Chevy, that was great. But now it's on to our Busch Light Chevy tonight and trying to back-to-back. Great Saturday for us in both cars yesterday. Not quite enough at the end of the Xfinity race, but the Cup car has all the beginnings and the foundation to go get another guitar tonight if we execute.
All right, Ross Chastain already knows what it's like to win here in Nashville. He's got the watermelon ready, Heather.
And a big congratulations in order for Tyler Reddick. Rookie George Reddick was born during Charlotte weekend, so congratulations. But I want to know, that's a very unique name. Where did you come up with that?
I was more my wife. My son Beau were all debating names, and it was one she really liked. My son also really liked it a lot, too. So I got the name Beau, so I thought it was fitting, you know, let Alexa name the second one. So
you're rolling off fourth today. How's your race car?
Our Binnacle Toyota is pretty good. It had a lot of speed in practice, and unfortunately, qualifying wasn't really a great executed lap. But it's always nice, you know, when you make mistakes like that, and you're still sitting P4, especially this day and age of the next gen car. So, just really excited to see how this race unfolds. Obviously, we've ran this race in the past, more so in the daytime. So, just seeing how much the track is going to change here, this concrete. How the concrete plays into that going into the night. So hopefully we got a good car on that long, but I think we know what we got to do if we need to make some adjustments.
That's a confident Tyler Reddick who's rolling off fourth. Alan Cavana.
And I'm with last year's winner, Joey Logano. The way you did it last year, you've had a lot of memorable wins. What do you remember about trying to save as much fuel but also go fast at the same time? It sounds tough to do.
I just remember it spitting and sputtering across the line out of gas and being very thankful that was the end of the race. So that was a cool win, no doubt. Hopefully we can do that again. Maybe we can just be fast and win and not have to worry about all those green-white checkers at the end. But, hey, you never know how these races play out. That's what makes NASCAR races so exciting. So just got to play our cards, and hopefully they play out right.
And for us lefties, I just got to know, do they give you a left-handed guitar because you're left-handed by any chance?
No, but it doesn't matter. I don't know how to play anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
Hey, the more the merrier when it comes to guitar trophies. Heather, Wendy?
All right, William Byron starts third today. All right, William, our points leader. Let's talk about your race car at Nashville. It was very fast last week at Charlotte, not able to capitalize on that. How do you take a fast race car and capitalize it tonight at Nashville?
Well, I think, last week we learned a ton. You know, obviously we had a great day, controlled most of the race, but still needed some more at the end. So I think just managing that throughout the race and just figuring out what you need for those final couple runs is going to be critical, and hopefully we're on the good end of that.
How much is the racetrack going to change, in your opinion?
I think it'll change
a lot with longer runs. I think the track will change in the final stage the most probably, so just keeping up with that, and I think you'll have that day-to-night transition, so it'll probably take a little bit for that to set in and then have a new balance from there.
All right, thanks for the feedback. That's William Byron. He starts third tonight. Heather DeBoe.
And the number six of Brad Keselowski will roll off six today. You're here talking with Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott about how their cars were in practice. But how was your car? It seemed like you guys hit on something there.
Yeah, we had a good week last week in Charlotte. And I feel like our Salomon Plumbing Ford Mustang, it was pretty good in practice. The 11 car seemed like the best car. But we were right there as the top five, top 10 cars. So with the right adjustments today, I think we have a shot to win.
Well, good luck to you out there.
Thank you.
Alan?
And I found Christopher Bell, who had a great car here last year, led a bunch of laps. Yesterday in qualifying, your teammate Chase Briscoe, he checked in with you right before his qualifying lap. He went out and got the pole. What did you tell him? What advice? Do you have a secret around this place?
I'll be honest, I don't even remember what he asked me.
You told him something, right? How's your car tonight?
I think it's pretty good. Qualifying and even in practice, we didn't take off as good as what obviously we want to, but I felt like on the long run, it did everything right. I don't know. It's this place is very tough. It's very tough to pass it, and you got to make sure that you're there at the end. The track position is going to get flipped several times. The option for two tires staying out is in play for sure, so making sure that you have track position when it matters is what it's going to be all about.
All right, we know the field will be aggressive tonight, Wendy.
Good. Michael McDowell starting eighth. Great qualifying effort. How much do you have to keep up with that race car tonight from day to night?
Well, a lot, and a lot's already happened before you even get on the racetrack, just how the track changed and sun going down, cooler temperatures tonight. So it's just about making the right adjustments overnight and then as the race goes on into the evening. But really proud of the speed that we have at Spire Motorsports. It's been, last 3 or 4 weeks we've brought a lot of speed to the racetrack, so proud of that. And hopefully we'll execute and do everything right.
All right, good luck out there. He finished seventh last week at Charlotte, hoping to better that tonight here at Nashville Super Speedway. We'll have more in just a moment.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Do you own a 2005 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? With the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering a low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save you thousands off costly vehicle repairs. Get your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage are included. For your free quote, call 800-461-9096. 800-461-9096.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Back to Nashville Super Speedway in just a minute. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway for the sold-out Cracker Barrel 400. Brad Gilley alongside of Mark Garrow. You've already met our pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Alan Cavana, and Heather DeBow. We have a couple gentlemen that will help us call the lap-by-lap play-by-play around this 1.33-mile all-concrete oval here with our state water heater view from the turns. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a state. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. As the field comes across the start finish line and heads into turn number one, that's when they come into the view of Rob Albright.
And what a difference, Brad, a week can make. A week ago, I was at the exit of turn number two on a scissor lift about 15 feet, 20 feet above the racing surface. This week, I am on the roofs of the suites in turn number one, or before the entrance to turn number one. And as I look down on the racing surface, though it's almost as long in length as the racetrack at Charlotte Motor Speedway, it looks different because at Charlotte it's black, here it's gray. That means this is the largest of the SMI Speedway Motorsports concrete racetracks. A mile .33 here at Nashville, a mile at Dover, half a mile at Bristol Motor Speedway. The banking is only 14 degrees versus 24 last weekend. That's a reduction of 40% of the banking. That makes it awfully handling sensitive on this racetrack. The other major element is the fact that concrete is much more abrasive surface than is asphalt. I was talking to Chris Gabehart for years. He was crew chief for Denny Hamlin, who makes his 700th start tonight. But now he is the director of competition for JGR, Joe Gibbs Racing. And I asked Chris, what does that mean in terms of what we talk about as marbles? Last night in the Xfinity Series race, rubber was rolling off the tires. It was scraping against the banking of turns one and two and leaving small pieces of rubber or marbles on the racing surface. Every time we'd go caution, they'd have to blow those off. He said the interesting thing tonight, Rob, is early in this race, we will be trying to utilize those marbles that have been pressed into the racing surface, because the rubber itself is completely different from the rubber that is used in these Cup Series tires. 15 inches versus 18 inches, historically, they used to be the same. Now they're quite different. He said, what is always a difficult task on a relatively flat racetrack, passing is going to be even more critical and more treacherous tonight, especially in the early going. I'll pick up the call. Entering turn number one through one and two, I'll carry them at about the midpoint of that backstretch, about a quarter of a mile long, just about 1,300 feet. I'll hand off the call to Pat Patterson.
Thank you very much, Rob. Happy race day, everybody. Big crowd, nice racetrack, and just a beautiful evening to go racing. We'll be picking the call up midway down the backstretch. One interesting fact about this racetrack is drivers will shift their fifth to fourth gear all the way around this racetrack. They'll shift going into three. They'll shift coming off of four. They need that for a lot of grip. The racetrack should be really, really good tonight for these cars. We do have a little bit of work that's been done in the middle of three and four, which creates a bump. Now, imagine you're trying to get back to the gas. You're trying to get back to a shift, and you got traffic all around you. Needless to say, it can get a little hairy down there in three and four, but it's going to be great racing. We'll pick them up midway down the backstretch. We'll turn them loose as they exit turn four. They'll hustle back down here to the stripe. It's going to be a fun night to watch racing in Tennessee.
Nashville Super Speedway has a back straightaway, the front stretch. It is one big, long left-hand turn when you exit turn number four until you get to the entry to turn number one. Stage one, by the way, will end tonight at lap 90, stage two at lap 185, then 115 laps to lap 300 that makes up the Cracker Barrel 400. Our pace car driver, Jesse Dolavut, our flagman today, Greg Harris, and our pit road speed limit, 45 miles per hour. The pace car will run 55 while they run 45 down the pit lane.
Going to be exciting to see what happens here in this race today. And as Mark said, this is not a perfect oval with the front straightaway angled. I would say, Mark, it's almost between a D-shaped and a tri-oval, somewhere in between the two, which is great if you're in the sellout grandstands, because the way the front straightaway arcs around, that gives you plenty of angle to see what's happening.
And when you have a track like Charlotte and some of these other tracks that have that little dog leg like Texas Motor Speedway, they try to arc it just a little bit, but they kind of stay on the racetrack. Here at Nashville, they have another lane. They use the apron of the racetrack here along the front stretch because as they angle their way back to turn number one, they like to actually get below the racing surface onto that little piece of asphalt that acts as the apron of the racetrack. So they widen out the racetrack just a bit, trying to make it the quickest from turn four all the way down to turn one.
That they do. Let's talk about our Sunoco fuel strategy. 80 laps is what's published as fuel mileage. Now, we know as soon as that car gets started and as soon as it leaves pit road, crew chiefs are telling them, save fuel, save fuel, save fuel. Well, for an 80-lap fuel window, last year, Joey Logano went 110 laps to win this race here at Nashville Super Speedway. A lot of that, Mark, was to the benefit of several cautions. When you have five overtime restarts in a race, that meant you had five cautions at the end of the race as well. But that was some amazing Sunoco fuel savings for him last year.
There is no question. So the Sunoco fuel window is somewhere between 80 and 110. It's usually not that wide, but here at Nashville, apparently that's the window.
One key thing, though, the crew members on pit road have to get all the Sunoco in the tank. That did not happen with Denny Hamlin last week. They had a vapor lock on their second Sunoco fuel can at the end of the race. That put him 15 laps short, took him out of contention to win the Coca-Cola 600 effectively. So you have to have it all in place. You got to get all the Sunoco fuel in if you're the pit crew. And if you're the driver, you have to save as much Sunoco fuel as you can, and Sunoco makes it pretty easy to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to treat the gas pedal like there's an egg underneath it. Nice and easy all the time. That was our Sunoco fuel strategy, fuel mileage window update from from fueling your favorite NASCAR team to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Getting close to opening ceremonies here at Nashville Super Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
And welcome back to this PRN broadcast from Nashville Super Speedway on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, about to turn into Sunday evening. Mark Garrow with Brad Gilley high atop this beautiful racetrack. Rob Albright, again, Pat Patterson in the turns. Our pit reporters, Heather DeBow, Alan Cavana, and Wendy Venturini. We talked about the milestone start for Denny Hamlin, number 700. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 450. For NASCAR, this is for the Cup Series, 2,800 races. for the Cup Series tonight.
Isn't that incredible to think 2,800 Cup races, Denny Hamlin's been in 700 of them. I mean, that's like a large percentage of all the Cup races. Another milestone that's worthy of mentioning as well, Mark, is a team which is headquartered here in Nashville. The cars are built in Concord, North Carolina, but Trackhouse is headquartered here in Nashville, Tennessee. They're making their 300th career start, so this is the best way I figure it. They're at 298 right now. Ross Chastain is going to start fifth in this race. Shane Van Gisbergen starts 23rd. So does that mean Ross Chastain gets 299, Van Gisbergen gets 300, and then Suarez gets 301?
I can live with that. That's how they're going to have to figure it out. So you might as well do it that way. That is for sure. You know, this is the fifth Cup race here at Nashville Super Speedway. But from 1958 to 1984, 42 Cup races at the fairgrounds. Speedway Motorsports trying to work on a deal to get racing back at the fairgrounds in downtown Nashville. If they can ever get that done, which I think is a great thing to try to get done, it would be absolutely fabulous. I came into racing right then, right about that time, got a chance to see a Cup race at the fairgrounds in the early 80s, and have, over the years, loved to hear guys like Darrell Waltrip and all them talking about all the big country music stars, and they cut all these crazy country music albums. Darrell Waltrip,
yeah,
and his, you know, You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me Loose Wheel song. they did a lot, and of course, you know, we had a lot of big time country music stars. We had one racing in the Cup Series back
Marty
then.
Robbins.
Marty Robbins.
Yeah.
So, man, I hope they can get it back there. But a great legacy. Even though this is the fifth Cup, only the fifth Cup race at Nashville Super Speedway, NASCAR's Top Series has quite a legacy right here in Music City.
And, Mark, honestly, I think the greater Nashville metropolitan area, we're here in Lebanon, Tennessee, just a little bit west of downtown, and downtown would benefit greatly. And I think tonight is a great example. This is a sellout crowd. If you're a city leader, you have to look at the economics of it all and realize that if we don't have it within our city limits, we're missing out. I mean, you truly are. What NASCAR does, what a large event like this does economically for a city, it can completely revitalize it. Look at how many tracks that we race right now that literally had nothing around them when it was built, and the infrastructure that came in there as a result of it. Texas Motor Speedway, Kansas Speedway, just to name a couple of them that were built, you know, since 2000 or just before 2000 in Texas' case. That is a big, big deal, and this has such a great impact on a community. They need it in downtown Nashville as well as here in Lebanon.
Absolutely, no question about it. It would be massive if they can get back to the fairgrounds. And what's so cool about that, I've seen a number of other type races there, ASA, late model races. The racing at the fairgrounds is absolutely fantastic, and you turn loose NASCAR's Top Series and then the Xfinity, the Truck Series as well over at the fairgrounds. My, oh my, that would be big. I hope they can get it done. Chase Elliott, you talk about people who are believers. Chase Elliott is probably the number one supporter inside the garage that says, look, this is big out here, but it would be even bigger at the fairgrounds.
We are 2 minutes away from opening ceremonies here at Nashville Super Speedway for the Cracker Barrel 400. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns for the play-by-play tonight will be Rob Albright and Pat Patterson covering pit road, Alan Cavada, Wendy Venturini, and Heather DeBoe.